It's Financial Planning with J. Daniel Plouffe, Episode 7, brought to you by WRVO Public Media. Here's Daniel.
As we passed the five-year anniversary of the financial crisis of 2008, I became a bit reflective as to where we were back then compared to where we are today, at least in terms of the financial markets. The markets, along with our overall economy, were in dire shape, and many investors decided to take some action, often selling quality stocks or mutual funds and moving to cash. For some, the crisis was an affirmation the markets are simply unfair and no place for the individual investor. 5 years later, some of these investors had yet to recover, but others fared far better. Those investors not only recovered from the crisis, but saw their portfolios grow to new high levels. Surprisingly, some of these investors actually added to their portfolios during times of great uncertainty. So what makes one group of investors so different from another? What, if anything, does one group have over the other? Well, obviously, there could be many explanations, but I've seen some evidence of one consistent theme. Investors who went into 2008 with no clearly defined plan or investment discipline were lost during the crisis. Emotions overtook any type of strategy they may have had, and decisions were made based on fear. It's a course of action I've seen far too many times. Now, I don't mention this to be critical. I understand and I've experienced the emotional aspects of different market environments. I know some people simply wanted out of the markets and felt better keeping their heads down during and after the crisis. But here's the problem. Keeping your head down doesn't always keep you safe. And these investors are paying a price today. By contrast, investors who actually had and attempted to follow a financial plan were less apt to take reactionary measures based on emotion or fear, both of which were running quite high a few years ago. They tended to stick with a more disciplined approach, carefully considering any potential changes and whether they were necessary. It's not to say they weren't paying attention, and many did indeed look to reduce risk within their portfolios, but these actions were more thought out, more disciplined, more proactive than reactive. Having a real plan in place and the discipline to follow it allowed these investors to rally along with the market without the so-called market timing worries I discussed in my buy and hold podcast. So what's the lesson? What have we learned? Well, 5 years after the crisis, many markets have hit all-time highs. Well above average returns have been posted by many stock and bond funds. Even foreign markets have participated in the recovery. But have you? If so, it's likely you've been following some type of plan. Maybe you've been watching your overall allocations to stocks, bonds, and cash, and rebalancing as necessary. Maybe you've made some slight adjustments to international holdings or reduced risk in your bond portfolio, as I also discussed in my podcast on the bond market. Whatever the case, you probably have been using and sticking with some type of discipline. And that's the lesson here. With markets at relatively high levels and the financial crisis of 2008 now well behind us, it's easy to become complacent. Maybe now you feel much better and want to increase your exposure to those investments which have done so well. But remember, increasing exposure can also increase risk. And without some plan or strategy to deal with the added risk, you may again find yourself acting out of emotion, specifically fear, should we enter another period of market uncertainty and turbulence, which, by the way, is all but assured. Take time now to formulate a plan, a strategy specific to your own needs and one you can stick with during changing market periods. Allow yourself some flexibility for sure, but at least start with a plan with specific targets for your own exposure to stocks, bonds, and cash. Oh, and remember, rebalance that as necessary. Now, this isn't intended as some magic bullet, but I think it can certainly help as we enter the next market phase, whatever direction that may be. From the Syracuse office of Morgan Stanley, I'm Daniel Plouffe. Thanks for listening.
To learn more about financial planning with J. Daniel Plouffe, visit WRVO.org.